This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
All right. Let you know, girl, you're out of sight.
And welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and 590thefan.com. Hope you enjoyed the replay of the Joe Micheletti interview from yesterday. Chris Kerber at 11:30 will join Martin Kilcoin and Jim Huer to offer up his preview of Game 4 tonight between the Sharks and the Blues, and really, really, really hope it's not his last game preview here on for the season on 590 The Fan, as you would hope there will be a Game 6 next week in St. Louis. But let's send things down to the Westport Social, where Jim Huer is right now. Jim, give all of our listeners an idea of what they can do in order to win tickets for tonight's game.
There is an opportunity here, and the doors will open here just around 11 o'clock, so about 10 minutes away, for you to win tickets down here. You come down, you get registered. There is a box here I have in front of me to win tickets for tonight's game for against the San Jose Sharks. If you come down in Blues gear, you will have an opportunity to get double entries. So you'll get your name in the box here twice. Now, there were people here yesterday, so we've got quite a few names in here already, but you have your opportunity. Come by the Westport Social today. We're going to be broadcasting here until 4 o'clock. Cam Jansen Show Special Edition starts at 2 o'clock. We got 590 Baseball here at 1, the Midday Grind at noon. Martin and I jump in here at 11, so there are so many options for you to win a chance to go see Game 4. Gosh knows what's going to be possible tonight in a Game 4 situation.
Oh,
I mean, what we saw the other night, guys, once in a lifetime. Yeah, it was a loss for the Blues. I can't imagine what's on tap for a Game 4 tonight.
You would imagine the Blues will begin this game firing on all cylinders based on what transpired following Game 3.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. And it'll be part of our discussion in 590 Baseball, umpire blunders in baseball over the years. And we'll get to that'll be our starting five. But as I go back and I look at blunders, a lot of them happen in game sixes or sevens. This is a game three. So there's a lot of hockey, a lot yet to be determined in this series. So in reality, it's not the end of the world. Yeah, the Blues had one game taken away from them, and that's inexcusable. But the reality is the Blues have a chance to, hey, sit back after a day, realize that if they take care of their own business, they have proven that they can play with this Sharks team and they can beat this Sharks team. Just go out and take care of business. You're going to have your home crowd behind you tonight. Should be a fun evening. But, yeah, they should be ready to come out and play tonight. There's no doubt about that. And if you really go back – and I analyzed a little bit of this, and we all have over the last 24 hours. This team had that game won. If they put away the empty netter, they went inches wide. If they are not out of position off of that faceoff where you have Bouwmeester and Pietrangelo not in front of the net on the goal that Couture scored to tie the game, Blues take care of business because they dominated the third period up until that point. So it's all there for the St. Louis Blues to come back and even this series up.
Jim, you've been a hockey fan for a long time, so you've seen the shift in, I'm not calling you old, but you're a big hockey fan.
No, it's true. I am getting up there. Yep.
That's not true, but you've seen a lot of hockey, and I guess you would have seen the shift in philosophy. Joe Micheletti brought it up in his interview with Frank, and I'm curious what you think when talking about how to handle empty nets at the end of a game, whereas before it was if you had the puck and you're kind of alone, just hold on to it, skate around, kill time. Whereas now the philosophy has shifted to just shoot towards the empty net, because if you get that goal, the game effectively is over, despite it not being completely over. You saw in Game 3 a lot of icings and then almost an empty netter that kind of chipped off the post, another icing, and then following an icing is when you saw San Jose tie the game up. What's your preference? How should that have been handled by the Blues?
You know what? The previous icings before the one that was scored, that was just, it was a bad clear. In reality, in that one, you want to flip it out to center ice, up in the air, and not let it go the length of the ice to get yourself an icing. You can get your change then if you want to. If you're at the red line or close to the red line or inside the red line, shoot the puck. Shoot the puck and get it in there and aim for the goal because, look, the game was over if Schwartz's attempt would have went in. And go back to the Winnipeg series, the game clincher where the Blues dominated the game, and they were up by a couple goals. But remember, teams are also starting to pull their goalies, you know, much earlier in the game with 2 minutes remaining. Well, 2 minutes is a long time. So if you get a chance to get that extra goal, take it and go after it. That's another philosophy, I think, that gets overlooked when determining, okay, do we shoot at the goal? Do we just try and get an icing? If you have that chance and you can put it in, you put it in every time. That's just my philosophy on it. And you take your chances with the icing. I mean, the Blues just got out of position, and that's what cost them on the game-tying goal. But if Schwartz goes, what, 2-3 inches to the right, the game's over.
Yep.
You know?
And suddenly we're having a very different conversation on this morning. Want to get your thoughts real quick before we're headed to break about Jordan Binnington. Following losses this postseason, the good news is he has a .927 save percentage. The bad news is he's 2-2. So he might play better, but that does not guarantee a win for the Blues. Your assessment of Binnington following Game 3 heading into Game 4?
You know what? Look, he's been the reason why this team has gotten this far as they have. Some may go, well, yeah, he's let some in. Guess what? Every goalie's lets him in. Martin Jones lets some goals in.
Yes, he has.
If the Blues shoot high over the left or right shoulder, they've shown that they can beat Martin Jones. Ben Bishop was stood on his head, and the Blues found a way to get a goal in. I mean, every goalie's going to give up they're going to have a few games where over the course of, let's see, what are we in? Game, 14, 15 of this playoff round?
But, Jim, I think it goes both ways as well. I love Jordan Binnington. He's had a phenomenal year. I mean, I couldn't even begin to describe all the great things, but it seems like San Jose has kind of figured him out. Just a little bit. I understand some fluky tip goals for Joe Thornton, but in general, it seems like, and maybe not Bennington's playing on edge because his demeanor is so calm, but it does seem like San Jose does have a game plan that has been kind of working, at least to get goals in the net, whether it be soft or tip-ins or not. It seems like Bennington is at least letting in more goals than what we've seen in the past.
There have been a couple soft ones by my standards. The goal between the legs on the Couture break-in.
Yes, the five hole
was
a soft problem. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that was bad. Keep this in mind, too. Because of the small sample size of Binnington, the league is still trying to figure him out. And he's been so darn good. I mean, we're talking, if you start to look at it, and if this run continues and they make it to the next round, Binnington will put up numbers for a rookie goalie that some of the greats, including, I saw that list the other night, they include Ken Dryden and others on that list. So, I mean, he's putting together a phenomenal run. And you know what? If you go back over the course of a history of a Brodeur or some of the better goalies, they all have a little hole in their game throughout the playoffs. Every guy has a game or two where they go, you know what? I just didn't have it tonight. Even the greatest of the greats have had that. Has San Jose figured some things out? I'm sure there's more of a game. There's more game film for them to pick at, but I still am going with Binnington to, if need be, come up with a big save. Because here's the other thing. Even though that goal went in, that was the game tire the other night, he still comes up with big saves. Go back to the game they won in San Jose, the game two. He was still making big saves late to help clinch that game. He's going to have a game here and there, and every goal he's going to have it. Tuukka Rask stole the series for Boston. He'll be pretty good, but he'll still have a game in the final where you go, oh, hey, maybe we found something with him. It goes with every goalie.
That's Jim Huer down at the Westport Social, 910 Westport Plaza Drive, giving away Blues tickets to tonight's contest versus San Jose Sharks. Once again, you get one entry for showing up. You get two entries for showing up in Blues gear. You can get a third entry if you tag 5 minute of the Fan and the Westport Social on either Facebook and Twitter. That's your best way to ensure that you get to go to tonight's contest. Want to tell you about Dr. Michael Jones, 1-855-260-EYES for any and all of your eye care needs. He is board-certified optometry and assistant professor at St. Louis University. So if you want LASIK, cataracts, if you want to maybe,
assess or suggest that some officials might go to Dr. Michael Jones, you are more than welcome to do that. Just tell them that Frank Cusimano sent you and the Maryville University listener line. Visit maryville.edu for all the information that they have to take your next step in academia. We'll take a short time out. Martin Kilcoin will be joining next here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box.